Vayikach Korach, Rashi quotes Chazal, Lakach es atzmoy letzad echad. He took himself to one side. So this needs a hesber. What does that mean? He took himself to one side. Furthermore, Chazal pointed out that in this machlokes that Korach makes with Moshe and Aharon, so Korach made chayzek of the chukim. But particularly he focused on three mitzvahs. Tzaras, mezuzah, and tzitzis. And, of course, he ridiculed many things, but Chazal highlight these three mitzvahs, especially. B'tzarech b'ir, why dafka these mitzvahs? Lastly, the Gemara Sanhedrin, which discusses at length the whole sugya of Korach, makes note of something very interesting about the personal life of Korach, meaning his shalabais with Eishes Korach. She was really the instigator of a lot of trouble between Korach and Moshe and Aharon, and that's something which is unusual, that the Torah will tell us, will not say anything about, you know, Beinish V'Isha, but the Gemara comes in and says, you should know what's happening, what's going on in the house of Korach. So to begin, it's a very short simon in Yordaya, Shin Nun Aleph, which discusses halacha le'aleinu, that if there's a mace and has to be buried, so that we bury the mace with tzitzis on. And this is a five-way machlekes rishonim. Comes out, it's a machlekes machaber in the Ramah. The machaber is a proponent of burying a mace with tzitzis, and the Ramah says no. The Mechaber subscribes to the Shita of the Ramban, whereas the Ramah goes in accordance with Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, the greatest of the Balei HaTosfos. And the Aruch HaShulchan says something very, very fascinating regarding this. He says, "Va'achshav haminag hapasha b'chol tfutzas Yisrael shenoisin hameis betzitzis," that the minag, widespread in Klal Yisrael, is that we carry the mace with his tzitzis on, but before he's placed into the ground, if we cut one of the strings of the four tzitzis, we know four is really eight, so we cut one of those four strands, and in that way it seems like it's a compromise. Putting on the tzitzis, but yet as soon as he's going in, that we make it ois tzitzis. It should not be tzitzis anymore. And he says there's different times, different minhagim as to when this cut takes place, in the home or right before the burial. And he says, I heard a bearer of this inyan, stories about two gedolei hador. One gadol b'Yisrael, he told his talmidim that he wanted to be buried with his tzitzis intact, like the Ramban, like the Das HaMachaber. So when they were putting on the Tachrichan on this Gadol, so this Talmud had some type of a stomach ache, and he left. And those who were putting on the Tachrichan, who were taking care now of this Gadol, they didn't know about these instructions. And he did cut one of the tzitzis. The tekef nichnas oisa talmud v'his chalitzayik. So that talmud came back, and he saw what was going on, and he began to scream. Va'amra ha'gedoylim shal yusham, and the gedoylim who were present there, they said, this is an ois men hashamayim lebili lishanois. Not to veer from the minhag of cutting the string. V'hasheni, in a second story, Aruch HaShulchan says, k'shehi nyuchu b'kever im kol atzitzayis, that when they were placing him into the kever with all his tzitzis on, Nistavcha achas mihatzitzios biyateid shebaseicha kever. Again, another gadol gave instructions not to cut the tzitzis, but as they were placing him into the kever, one of the strings caught a peg or a type of a nail, and it cut it by itself. V'nitka mi'atzma v'ro b'chush, and then everybody saw very clearly shemin hashamayim gazrikein, that this was min hashamayim. So then he writes in parentheses, Pella, who were these gedolim? Harishon Hayahagra, is in parentheses. The first gadol, that story is about the gra, and the second is the chassid, Rabbi Alexander Ziskin for Haradana, the Baal Yisoid Shar Shavoyda. An amazing tzaddik, the Yisoid of Shar Shavoyda, an unbelievable sefer, that he was also matzava, that he should be buried with his sittis. Both of these maisim to the gra and the Yisoid Shar Shavoyda comes to solidify the minig b'Yisrael. So now, why was this so important? Minig b'Yisrael, min ha-shamayim. Of course, there could be many reasons. But it could be the reason why is because a mace was buried in the ground. More than any other nida needs the nida of shalom. It should be at peace, like we say. You should rest in peace. Yanuchu b'shavam al mishkavai. That he has an eternal sleep, and it should be a peaceful one. Yanuchu b'shalom al mishkavai. And as such, there's a machlekes mechaber and Rama regarding the tzitzis of a mace. But the minhag is both. To be buried with the tzitzis, but in a way where it's not a kasha tzitzis as he's being placed into the ground. Why? Ya'anuchu b'shalom ha'mishkav. Because the tzitzis should reflect the type of midah which the mace needs, which is the midah of shalom. He's nislavish in the midah of shalom. And that's how he lies in the kever. That's true of tzitzis, and we could say the same is true about mezuzah as well. We know that there's a machlokes rishonim, how to place the mezuzah on the door, whether it should be straight up, vertical, or horizontal. And the Shla writes, and of course we all know, minhag ha-ashkenazim she-medaktikim la-hoitzi kol ha-deyos, that we're medaktik when it comes to mezuzah to be moitzi kol ha-deyos. Therefore, koivin ha-mezuzah ba'alach sein. We place the mezuzah on a slant, diagonally. And it says the shlowai, koivin de'itzel ha-bayis tzichin b'yoysa l'midas ha-shalom. Because when it comes to the home, we need shalom more than any other midah. She'hei shalom ba'bayis. So we see a theme when it comes to mezuzah and tzitzis, that the midah of shalom is most relevant and most important. What's interesting is that the Zohar adds that there's a kesha between mezuzah and tzitzis. In the Parsha of Tzitzis, it says, L'doy roi sum. And the Zohar dash into dira tama. That it should be a complete dira. How is that? So the Zohar says that we place the mezuzah on the door, and the mezuzah contains two out of three parshas of Kriyat Shema. Shema, Yahavta, and V'hoyom Shemayim. But Parsha Tzitzis not. So the Zohar says that when we go in and go out with our tzitzis on, it's mashlim, the three parashas of Kriya Shema. That's a hashlama, that's a shalom which is taking place, meaning there's a fusion which takes place between our tzitzis and the mezuzah, which brings a shalom to our bayis, which makes the completion and the shlemus of the bayis every time we come in and out of a room. So with this we can explain as follows. That Korach, he made a machlokes against Moshe. And if he's a Baal machlokes, he's not an Ish Shalom. And so therefore, these mitzvahs of mezuzah and tzitzis, of which we find the midah of Shalom most prevalent, then we find the machlokes of Korach. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu is the Ish HaShalom, and although we know Moshe Rabbeinu was shalom in many midos, but it's davka in the parasha of Korach where the Torah and Chazal bring out the midah of shalom, because it says that Moshe, that he went by Yelech Adasim Vavirim, it was like Rashi, Mikan She'ein Machziki B'machlekes. That Moshe Rabbeinu was Roidev Shalom and he was an Ish Shalom. Why davka here at of all places does the Torah tell us about the midah of shalom of Moshe? Because this is exactly what's the point of contention between Korach and Moshe. Korach was an Ish Emes Amayid. He thought that he had the emes, and it was a gevaldik talmid chacham, but we don't really understand the greatness of Korach. What was the difference between Moshe and Korach is that Moshe had the need of shalom, and Korach did not. And that's what the Zohar tells us in Chelek Gimel, Kofayim Vavam Abeiz, Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Ksiv Shalom Rav L'Oyav Yisar HaSacha. Those who love Torah, They have Shalom Rav. Or Raisa Hu Shalom. And Torah is Shalom. Dechsev. Vachonasi Vaiseha Shalom. Vekairach Asa La'ifgama Shalom de La'ela Visata. Kairach came to make a pagam in Shalom La'ela and Shalom La'tata. The higher Shalom and the lower Shalom will begin Kach, says the Zohar. Therefore, it's Anishum La'ela Visata. That's why he was punished from above and from below. He was swallowed from the ground. That's from below. But a fire came from heaven. That's from above. So since he was poigim in the Shalom de La'ela and the Shalom de La'tata, so that's the downfall of Korach. The fact that he was poigim in the Midah of Shalom. The Medrash Pliya tells us that Korach, he looked at Parah Adum and made a machlokes against Moshe. V'yikach Korach, ma ra Korach? What did Korach see? Parah Aduma ra. He saw Parah Aduma. And all the Mefarshim are wondering, this is a Pliya. What did he see about Parah Aduma? That he made a machlokes against Moshe. So we know that the chayk of Parah Aduma, and Korach made a machlokes against the chukim, is that it's metame tahirim umetahir tme. How can one understand that? But the chol, we could say that this is the mid of Shalom. Of course, Tara has its inyan, it has its teva, and Toma has its teva and it has its inyan too, and they're opposites of each other. But the only reason why they are opposites is because each one is to his own. But if Tara says to Toma, I want to work with you, and Toma says to Tara, I want to work with you, because you're doing the Ratzon HaBorei, I'm doing the Ratzon HaBorei. Then what happens is that Toma says to Tara, you be Matame what I was Matar. And Toma says to Tara, you be Matar what I was Matame. And that's exactly what happens. There's a mace. Somebody becomes Tame mace, comes to the Kohen. So the Kohen who's involved in the process, the Kohen becomes Tahar. Sorry, the Kohen becomes Tame. And the one who is Tame becomes Tahar. What's going on? There's a Shalom which takes place between Toma and Tara. And that's what has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. Because the Kohen Gadol is exactly that mid of Aaron HaKohen, that he's Ohev Shalom, Verodev Shalom. But under the jurisdiction of Moshe, it says, Vayikhu Eilecha Parah Aduma. Korach didn't have an Havana in Parah Aduma, that's why he couldn't understand Parah Aduma, because he didn't have a Shaychus of the mid of Shalom. Whereas Moshe did. So Hashem says to Moshe, immediately in the Parsha after Korach, Vayikhu Eilecha Parah Aduma, you have a Kesher to Parah Aduma, because you displayed in your Machlekes with Korach the mid of Shalom. And Moshe was not involved in the machlekes. The Sfasemes, he says in the Mishnah Avos, it says, what's a machlekes to Shem Shemayim, Hilo Vashamay? What's a machlekes to Shem Shem Shemayim, Karach Vadasa? So, in fact, the Sfasemes, it should say Karach Moshe. Why does it Karach Vadasa? So, it says the Sfasemes, because Moshe wasn't involved in the machlekes. Like David says, Ani Shalom, I am a man of peace, V'chi Adabra, but when they speak, Heimel L'Mochama, they make Mochama. Meaning, even if a person is involved in the machlekes, he can make the choice that I'm not involved in the machlekes. I'm a man of Shalom. You're dragging me in, you're dragging me in. But I do everything with the Hashem. And that's exactly Moshe. After the Mice of Korach, Hashem says to Moshe, V'yikhoi lecha paradim. You displayed a Shalom, a big Shalom, a Shalom Rav, Shalom de la'edla, v'shalom de la'tata. So this explains, going back to what we said before, why Davka Mezuzah, why Davka Tzitzis? Because we see by these mitzvahs, especially the Mid of Shalom, which Korach made to make machlikas against the Mid of Shalom, and as Chazal say, Vayikach Korach lakach atzmo letzad echad. He took himself to one side. Because whenever there's a machlokes, there's a pshara, there's a shalom which could be made. But if a person is holding on to his shita, that's called letzad echad. He didn't want to leave his tzad. He didn't have a kesha to the midah of shalom, which means to find your way into the middle, that there should be a shalom. And that's why when the Gemara speaks about Korach, it reveals to us the what's going on in the house of Korach, that there was a pagam in the Shalom bias of Korach. Because it was a pagam in the Shalom bias that led to the machloikas between Moshe and Korach. Because it was a pagam in his mezuzah, because it was a pagam in his tzitzis. That's what led to that. So we said Moshe has a special shaychus to the midah of Shalom. A full Shalom, a complete Shalom. That's why he was given the understanding of Parah Aduma, which means a Shalom between Toma v'Tara. So B'derech Remez, V'yikhu Eilecha Parah Aduma, from which Chazal say, Eilecha, to you, Moshe, I'm giving it to nobody else. He understood that side, and Shlomo did not understand it. And he thought that he could, because his name is Shlomo. And Shlomo is the Midah of Shalom. But he didn't have the Shalom of Moshe, which means a Shalom Rav, a very big Shalom, a complete Shalom. So V'yikhu Eilecha Parah Aduma is a Gematria, Shalom B'Miluah, which means a complete Shalom. It's also the Gematria, Moshe Yaakov. Because Chazal say Vayikach Karech Ben Yitzchak Ben Kohath Ben Levi, but it doesn't say Ben Yaakov. Why doesn't it say Ben Yaakov? Because Moshe has a shayches to Yaakov, but Karech does not. Because Moshe Yaakov is Gematria Shalom Ben Yilua. But the Achrem is the Pagam and the Shalom bias of Karech. Vayikach Karech Lachachach Ben Zatzad Echad. That he made a machlekes because he had no Shalom bias. And the simit to that is mezuzah and tzitzis. Vayikach Karech Ben Yitzchak is Gematria Shalom bias. And Korach ben Yitzhar is Gematria Tzitzis Mezuzah.